Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tuned in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Bearville Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour prayer from 7 to 8. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you in any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message is, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079. Or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. We hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you as I pray.
And I will love you, and even when you're unlovable. Hello. Amen. We might as well admit it. Even Psalm 37:1, the Word of God says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word that is forever settled in heaven. I thank you for the reality, sir, that you have given us this morning of your divine word. May, sir, you minister and your will be done in everything, sir, this morning. May you, God, touch in every life, in every heart, and in every soul. May we speak as the oracle of thee, and may you be magnified of a truth, and may, God, you have the glory and the praise and the honor this morning, giving you all those things because you, sir, are worthy. This we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus. May you have the glory. May your will be done this morning. Amen. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. For just a little while, trust, delight, commit, and rest. Amen. We may not get all of it preached this morning. Amen. God began to deal with me some in the last week or so. Amen. And began just examining the things that were going on in the world and around us. And God began, he said something to me some time back. Amen. To me, I was praying about all the political and all the things going on in the nation. And God said, "I got it." Amen. I didn't ask God to define what He meant by that. Amen. So when things begin to go the way that I didn't think they ought to, I begin to go back and say, Lord, I thought I heard you say you got it. He said, I still got it. Amen. Come on. What do you mean, Brother Joe? God began to let me know. Said, Amen. You can't put your trust in outcome, son. Amen. You put your trust in me. Uh-oh. Brother Joe had to crawl under the log a little while. Hello? Amen. Say, Lord, would you forgive me? I'm looking at the wrong things. Amen. I need to be looking at you and not at everything else. Amen. You see, when Peter come out of that boat and begin to walk on them waves, amen, he was doing real good. Amen, because he's listening to Jesus and he's doing what he's supposed to. But in just a little bit, he begins to look at all the hullabub that's going on around him. And what happens to Peter? He begins to sink down in the very thing that he has been walking above. Amen. And God, amen, dealing with my heart, said, if you get to looking at the waves, son, if you get to looking at all the turmoil, amen, you will take your eyes off of me and you will begin to sink down. Listen, we got people, amen, this morning who are just sick. Amen. Out and out sick physically because of the things that are happening in the world. Amen. What's wrong, Brother Joe? They've got their eyes on the wrong thing. Amen. I said, them old Florida boys, if I'm not mistaken, many, many years ago, sung a song, and I can still hear the few words of that song. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You know, there, sometimes that's what we really have a battle with. Amen. It's just keeping our eyes on Jesus. Amen. So for just a little while this morning, here the psalmist, amen, this ain't something that's just started. This something been going on a long, long, long time. Amen. The psalmist, David, battled with the same thing. He's doing right. He's trying to do good. Amen. He's a praying. Amen. But all the while, it just looks like things just go so wonderful for the wicked. Amen. And so horrible for those that seem to be trying to do what's right. Amen. And so David, amen, I think began to get a little off course. And amen. And so God got on to Brother David, and David penned the 37th Psalm. Amen. God said, fret not thyself. Amen. Because of evildoers. Amen. Listen. Amen. If we are not careful, amen, we'll begin to allow, amen, folks that are doing wrong and what makes it look like they're just having the heyday of their life, amen, begin to get the better of us. Amen. And after a while, amen, we'll be kicking that lip along. Amen. And we have such a low lip, we scooping up dirt. Amen. And God can't do nothing with us, and we can't help nobody. Amen. Come on with Brother Joel. Amen. Listen. Amen. I've got to get my eyes off of that business. I got to hear what God says. Greater is He, amen, that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Listen. I want to tell you, it may have an appearance about winning. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. We're in, with God, we're in the long game. You hear me? I said, we're in the long game. Amen. Men may boast. They may raise up. Amen. They may think everything's going their way. Amen. But there's going to come, amen, a God that's going to judge. Amen. What goes on? Hello? Amen. I can tell you, when I get to the end of the way, amen, I want to hear Him say, well done. Amen. You didn't allow, amen, the things of this life, amen, to bother you. You didn't allow the things of this life to deter you, amen, from the genuine call and the work of God. Amen. Listen, many years ago, I've repeated it many times. And amen, Brother Keeter, amen, quoted and said that God said to him as a young man, amen, Brother Keeter was a man that had suffered from major diseases, and God had wrought great work. Yes, there had been battles. He's a hemophiliac. He was a free bleeder. Amen. And his stepfather hated Christians. Amen. Come on. So he lived in that. God saved him. Amen. And he professed to be born again, and God had healed him. Amen. But he said, I battled that bleeding business. And my father and my stepfather would mock me, wouldn't let me have any medication. Amen. So I had to trust God. Amen. I'm trying to remember what else he had. He had rheumatic fever. Amen. Brother Keeter had rheumatic fever as well. Amen. And he said God healed him of that rheumatic fever. Everybody that knows anything about rheumatic fever knows that it leaves a mark in your blood. Amen. And you go to give blood, they test you. Amen. If you had rheumatic fever, it shows up in your blood. Amen. And you can't donate blood. Amen. Because you can carry that through the blood. Amen. So, amen. He said, God healed me. That said, many years later, I'd forgot about, amen, having rheumatic fever. And I went to give blood, and they tested my blood, come back and said, you're good to go. We're going to take blood. He said, hold it a minute. I've had rheumatic fever when I was a boy. Amen. They said, not that we can tell. There's no mark in your blood. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But Brother Keeter, as a young man, God dealing with him, said, amen to him, if I will bless you, if you will keep the main thing, the main thing. Come on with Brother Joe. That's the same thing God, amen, has said to me recently. Amen. You obey me, son. It don't matter, amen, what, amen, goes on around. It don't matter which way the winds are blowing. It don't matter what the storm clouds are doing, son. Amen. What matters is, amen, don't press yourself. Amen. Just keep your eyes on me, son. Amen. Obey me. Amen. I'll take care of everything else. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I feel him in the house this morning. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God's done the greatest works in the darkest times. You hear me? I said God has done the greatest works in the darkest times. Amen. Yes. Listen. Amen. Darkness shall cover the land. Isaiah writing in gross darkness to people. But he said, rise and shine. Amen. For thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord has arisen upon thee. Amen. I can tell you too many people will allow, amen, what goes on, amen, in the world around them, amen, to interfere with what God's trying to do in them. Come on with me this morning. Amen. But if we won't allow it, amen, there ain't a thing in this world. You hear me? I said there's nothing in this world that can hinder what God wants to do in you and I. Amen. I know people say, well, that's fanaticism. Call it whatever you like. It's been a working for several hundred years. Amen. In history. Amen. God dealing. Listen. Amen. When it got bad and the Midianites had come up, meet everything they got, God found a young man named Gideon. Amen. That in spite of all the bad news and in spite of all the bad things, amen, he found a young man that trust him, that believe him, and that would do what he said. And God took that young man. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And 300. Amen. Men with him, and turned back the armies of the Midianites. Amen. And sent them packing. Come on. What the hell, Brother Joe? Oh, they had a lot of some kind of special weapon. Indeed, they did. Amen. They had a pitcher. Amen. An earthen pitcher with a lamp in it. Amen. And a trumpet. Come on. What the hell? The same thing you and I got. Amen. Except we've got it on a grander scale. Amen. Greater. Amen. In this New Testament era. Amen. That's the light of God. Amen. God's Spirit in the earthen vessel. Amen. And that trumpet, that's the voice of the gospel message. I've come to tell you about Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I can hear old brother Ori Lovett sang that song, oh, tell me his name again. And sing me that sweet refrain. How heaven in love has come down from above, down a cross in shame. This story my heart has stirred. It's the sweetest I've ever heard. Oh, it banishes fear, brings hope and cheer. Would you tell me his name again? So let me hurry. Amen. So the psalmist writes, says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. Against the workers of iniquity. Amen. I can tell you, God said, don't you be envious about what they got, what they, how it looked like they may prosper. Amen. Come on, what they, listen to me, just read some more of the story. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Listen, isn't it something that folks who are supposed to believe in an eternity and supposed to believe in an almighty God, amen, can get so caught up in the temporal things that they fret, worry, and become envious? Hello? Yeah, we got problems today. I was reading, amen, a news item this morning. Amen, this religious group up in, I think, the Carolinas, they uncover all kind of stuff. Amen, listen, I want to tell you what happens to a people. Amen, a movement. Amen, that does not allow the Holy Ghost to work in the movement. Amen, the Southern Baptists, I'll just go ahead and name them for you. Amen, Russell. Amen, Russell Moore is their ethics. Amen, and Christian Liberty, amen, head of the Christian Liberty Group. By the way, Mr. Russell Moore, amen, is tied to George Soros. Amen. Look, when you forsake the leadership of the Holy Ghost, amen, I want to tell you the devil can move right on in. Amen. Listen, they're in, by the way, if you've looked at a lot of what they have allowed and some of the teachings that they have allowed, especially in the women's ministry, amen, they are embracing a lot of crazy things. Amen. The race baiting movements, amen, or what they call critical race theory is now embraced. This book doesn't know anything about race. When you embrace critical race theory, you're making things about race. Amen. This says black, white, don't matter what color you are, born, bond or free, male, female, amen, has nothing to do with anything. Come on with Brother Joe. But all of a sudden, men who forsake, yes, Brother Joe, what about it? God's still on the throne. Amen. Men are going to flounder. They go there. Listen, if you reject the correction and leadership of the Holy Ghost, I don't have any hope for you. Amen. But it calls. They are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Listen, and if I'm led by the Spirit of God, I won't deviate from this book. Amen. And people who say they've been led by the Spirit and they walked apart from the book, amen, from the Bible, amen, they are lying to themselves. Amen. Because God the Holy Ghost never leaves that book. Amen. He's always in the pages of that book. Amen. He's always manifest in Christ. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. We've got a lot of things that are troublesome in the world. Amen. But I can tell you, out of all that trouble, I can look up. Amen. And I can see somebody who is the same. Amen. My God. He's been faithful unto every generation. I said he's been faithful. Amen. Brother Tony's mission, he wants to work this morning. I recall the scripture out of Isaiah where God said, I will work. Who shall let it? Amen. God said, I'm standing ready. Ain't nobody got to wait on me. Amen. I'm ready to work if I can find somebody. Amen. That'll just give me an open door. That'll give me a place to move in. I thought about when Brother Tony was talking about praying this morning. Near the end of his days, Brother Edward McKendry Bounds writes his prayer partner. Amen. And says these words in a short little letter to him. Keep it the 4 o'clock hour. Amen. Oh, my Brother Bounds prayed every morning. Amen. From 4 o'clock to the sun rose, he's in prayer. Amen. Is it any wonder? Amen. He knows so much about prayer. Amen. Why? Because he's exercised it. Amen. He knows about talking to God. Amen. So he says, keep it the 4 o'clock hour. Amen. We can never pray too much, but we very well may pray too little. Ooh. Brother Bounds was not popular with a lot of people. Amen. Brother Bounds, amen, said a lot of people measure their church by their Sunday morning attendance. Amen. He says most are measured by their midweek attendance. Come on, listen. Amen. By the times when it's not popular for worship. Amen. Listen. He said you can't measure your church by earthly standards. You must measure it by heavenly standards. And they are not the same. Amen. Come on. Amen. If you have a church full of people with a half a heart, I'm going to tell you, you, you ain't got but a half a church. Amen. Hear me? Amen. Oh, listen. God wants, amen, a church that is alive. A church that's not looking at the world. Amen. In the sense that their trust and confidence is in that world. But they're looking at God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Then he says, trust in the Lord. Number one, first step. Trust in the Lord. The word trust here means to hie, H-I-E. Amen. For refuge. That word hie, amen, has had to do with what, if you go over to the Old Testament and you find that some of the great men of David, one stood in a field of lentils. Amen. Shammah stood in that field of lentils. Amen. He got tired of the devil, or the enemy, if you will, robbing him of his labor. Amen. Come on. And so he set himself in the midst of that field and he fought that enemy. The Word of God says his hand, amen, clave to the sword. And so it's, after the battle's over, somebody had to pry that sword loose out of his hand. Amen. To hide for refuge means that you hold on, amen, so tight that somebody's got to try to loose your hand. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Hold on to Jesus. Amen to God. I said, hold on to Him. Trust Him. Amen. Listen, amen, when we find old Jacob and crossed over, amen, that, amen, into that, that little tributary of Jordan. Amen. When he crossed over Jabbok. Amen. And there he's wrestling with a, amen, with an angel till the day's breaking. And he says, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to trust. Listen, he said, I ain't trusting in Jacob no more. I ain't trusting in all that intellect. I ain't trusting in all them fancy shenanigans and all them tricks and all of that business. Amen. Esau's on the way and ain't none of that junk don't work anymore. Amen. I got to have something more than me. Woo! Listen, Brother Tony McCullough often uses the phrase, religious shenanigans. Amen. We got a church world full of religious shenanigans. You hear me? Amen. They listen, they got what I call spare tire religion. They want God when things are bad. And as soon as things get all right, they don't know where God's at. Come on. I can tell you something. Amen. It's going to take more than that. I said it's going to take more than that to get through the pearly gates. Amen. I don't care how many them folks on Facebook, amen, say they're going to pray, amen, and while they're cursing the next moment, amen, doing something else, I ain't got no confidence in that, amen. Give me Jesus, give me somebody that's a Christian, amen, that loves God and says, I'm going to go to the prayer closet for you. Amen. Thank God. Listen, trust in the Lord, and he puts an and here. That means it ties one part to the other. And do good. You see, I can't say I'm trusting in the Lord while I'm living half-heartedly. Listen, if I'm trusting the Lord, you know what? I'm going to be holding on to Him. Men hold what they trust. Hello? Don't, unless they really, you know, they're missing something up here. A lot of them are. Come on. Amen. They're missing. Their mind is not working right. Why, Brother Joe? Sin has twisted it. Amen. I told us Peden yesterday. I said we're living in Romans chapter 1, sir. He looks at me, and I says, "Men professing themselves to be wise, and they became fools." We're living there. Amen. Take a look around you. Amen. They're trusting in everything but what they ought to be trusting in. Amen. God, listen, unless God, come on now, there used to be a time, amen, when the church trusted Christ. We'll say it again. There used to be a time when the church trusted in God. Now, if we're not careful, we'll trust everything but God. Hey, when we get around to poor old God at the last resort, would you have us, Lord? Come on, Brother Joe. Well, we all go there. Amen. God has reminded me of that in very real, living color ways. Hello. He reminded me of that other morning while I'm laying there praying for my wife over in the, around 2 in the morning. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Put your trust in me, son. Amen. Don't put your trust nowhere else. Amen. Unless you want to be let down. Amen. You keep your trust in me. Amen. Listen. Amen. If you're going to trust God, you're going to have to obey Him. Amen. I think I sung a little bit of that to Brother Harvey yesterday. Trust and obey. That old hymn says, "For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus." Amen. But if we'll trust God and obey God, let me just tell you, it may get smoky. Amen. It may get dark. Amen. It may get cloudy. Amen. Amen. The battle may roar. And there may be garments rolled in blood and smoke. Amen. But when it clears, you hear me? I said when the smoke clears. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I love that. Hold it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have I not been faithful? And I say to thee, is there any enemy that is greater than I, saith the Lord? Behold, I have I not told you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Behold, therefore put your confidence in me and not in things of this world, saith the Lord. For behold, if you will trust in me and obey me and walk with me, I will show you my faithfulness, and I will manifest my might, saith the Lord, and I will manifest life unto you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That old hymn and song, "Joy comes in the morning, in the darkest, wake in the night." Haven't you heard it? All of God's people walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. If we'll hold on to Jesus, amen, when everything else falls apart around you, come on. I still can remember Brother David Talbert many years ago standing in this very pulpit, and he preached, amen, about the anchor, amen, holes, amen, on that old, amen, shrimp vessel, amen, out on that, amen, bay just south of Pascagoula in that storm, that northerner that blew up. Amen. My God, I'm telling you, and how that greater ship, because they wasn't anchored properly, amen, were washed up on, amen, the rocks of Horn Island out there. Amen. That old ship, amen, was steadfast. Come on with Brother Joe. That anchor that was big as his arm, amen, sitting there down to about the size of his thumb. Amen. But I can tell you something. Amen. The anchor holds. Amen. He's the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. He's the bishop of my soul. Hallelujah. The storms will come and the winds will blow. Amen. But I tell you, he ain't going nowhere.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. I said, he ain't going nowhere. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to hold on to him. Amen. Listen, he said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. And what did he do? He built his house on the rock. And listen. The storms are coming to both the wise and the unwise. Hello? Amen. But I heard the man that built his house on the sand, that his house failed, and great was the fall of it, and Jesus said that they were unwise. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.